Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 35, the origin story of Recipe Club. Recipe Club is turning one. Can you believe it? Recipe Club has represented this huge shift in my career that has been motivated by genuinely wanting to help those of you that have followed and supported me for so many years. It was almost 1 year ago to the day that I officially put a stake in the ground and made a massive change to build a business that was focused on really helping people get dinner on the table. I'm super excited to share the story with you. And teaser, it actually involves a member of NSYNC and Wilson Phillips. So sit with that, and hopefully that keeps you interested to hear the full story, because it was a wild ride. But first, we're going to run through three simple recipes you could throw on your meal plan if you're stuck trying to decide what to make for dinner this week. The first recipe is my creamy Italian sausage and white bean soup. Oh, baby, this is delicious. It is officially soup season, right? And what I love about this recipe is it's not one of the classics. So as much as I love a creamy tomato soup with a grilled cheese or a chicken noodle soup or a chili, this is one of those soup recipes that is familiar but not something you have all the time. It's got this great creaminess to it. It's also kind of a great canvas for adding in a few other ingredients. In fact, in Recipe Club, someone said that they added red pepper flakes and some said I added fresh thyme to this. So you can kind of customize it as well. But this is so good. And I've told you guys this before, but my kids are really big on ground meat. I know that sounds crazy, but mostly my two youngest. If I saute ground chicken, ground sausage, ground beef, something about the size of it, they eat it like crazy. So my girls are not in a soup eating phase, but this worked so well because I was able to reserve some of the ground meat, pull out some of the veggies, and they still ate this up. They really, really liked it. So the creamy Italian sausage and white bean soup, it's a recipe in Recipe Club, and it is fantastic. I'm going to make a double batch and stick some in my freezer so that I have a dinner ready to go for later in the month. The second recipe, sheet pan teriyaki pork tenderloin. This is I think this is a 5-ingredient recipe before I was doing 5-ingredient recipes, but it's so simple. A pork tenderloin, some peppers, some onions, some pineapple, and my favorite jarred teriyaki sauce. I know you guys, it's barely a recipe. If you want to make your own teriyaki sauce, I have a recipe for you. So this is one of those recipes where you can go the Martha Stewart route and you can make your teriyaki sauce from scratch, or I'm going to share with you my favorite store-bought teriyaki sauce in the recipe, and it's so simple. And it all happens on a sheet pan. So not only is the recipe simple, but the cleanup simple too. I haven't made this one in so long, and this was one that was really common in our rotation for a while, so I'm excited to make it again because it's just very simple. And I feel like pork tenderloin is kind of like chicken breast in that it's really simple. It doesn't take very long to cook, and I feel like it's kind of like a blank canvas in that it takes on flavors really well. It's really great. So I grew up with a mom who made pork tenderloin a lot, but I've had a lot of people in recipe clubs say, oh, I never made pork tenderloin, but my family actually really liked it. So it's really mild. Like it's awesome. It's really great. And I think it's pretty hard to screw it up too. But yeah, usually in the oven, no more than 20 minutes. So it's fast. And the third recipe is officially a 5-ingredient recipe. It's the creamy tomato tortellini with spinach. And you guys, this has blown my mind. This recipe has over 1 million views on Instagram Reels. It like went bananas on Reels because it's so simple. And it started because I'm a loyal Costco shopper and I needed a meal for the same night that I was doing my Costco order. And so all of these ingredients had to come from Costco. And so I got the cheese tortellini, the Kirkland pesto, which I'm convinced is the best pesto out there, fresh spinach, the Rao's marinara sauce, and some heavy cream. And not only is this a 5-ingredient recipe, it's nearly a 5-minute recipe. I don't even boil the tortellini separately. I boil it in the sauce. I cook it in the sauce. This recipe could not be easier, and my family loves it. I'm worried that we're flirting with making it too much, that we're going to get sick of it, but it has become a staple in my house. So if you do not have this recipe, you need to get it. You can get it on Instagram, and it is such a hit. It's like bananas. I love this recipe. It has saved me so many times when I have nothing to make for dinner. All right, there are your recipes for the week. If you're looking for an even more exhaustive plan, you can get my weekly and monthly meal plans in Recipe Club, where you'll find these three recipes on my meal plan for this week. You could also build out your own weekly meal plan, letting the ingredients that you have on hand when you open up your pantry, your fridge, your freezer, determine what you make this week. That's also a great way to approach meal planning. All right, let's jump into the back half of the podcast and chat about how Recipe Club came to be. So some of you have been following me for a long time, and some of you are new here, but my career path has been somewhat unique. In fact, the very first episode of this podcast goes in a bit more depth to my story if you want to go back and listen to that, but I'm going to give you just kind of a condensed version because it was definitely a big part of shaping how I got to where I am today and why I created Recipe Club, but it's been wild. It's been so wild. So in short, way back when I was in college, I was a broadcast journalism major. I really wanted to work in television, but I specifically wanted to work in food television. I was obsessed with the Food Network at the time, and they were advertising this contest called Food Network Star, where you can compete when you're in a cooking show. And it was far back enough when, not VHS, but DVD, I sent in a DVD to audition for the show. I didn't get cast the first year, but I got cast the second year. After a series of auditions, I was in the middle of culinary school. I got cast on this show, went to Food Network, competed. I did not win, but I did well enough that it really got my foot in the door for a career in food television. It was amazing. There were some pivotal relationships along the way. Bobby Flay was a judge on my season, and Bobby ended up producing my shows on Cooking Channel and Food Network called Kelsey's Essentials and Kelsey's Homemade. And it really like laid the framework for about a decade of on-camera television shows with this massive network. I had the time of my life. It was so amazing. And then when my contract was up, I decided not to sign my exclusive contract with Food Network moving forward because there was so much exclusivity, and the network was going through a lot of changes. They were being bought by Discovery, and then Discovery was acquired by Warner Brothers, and just a lot has happened in that traditional food and cooking space in television, and it's still kind of in flux if I'm being honest. But I love food, and I love television, and I kind of got to an interesting point when that contract ended where I was trying to decide what to do. And I had been interested in producing and creating shows. And so I took on this project called Dinner Takes All, where I worked with two show creators who are incredible. And I cannot emphasize just how incredible they are, but they were the original creators of Chopped. And we worked on this big project together called Dinner Takes All for BYU TV. And we shot two seasons of this family food game show where I got to be the host and I got to be an executive producer. And these families competed with their like classic family recipes. They went up against each other and one family won $10,000 every episode. It was so much fun. And the show was going so well, but then COVID happened. And you cannot shoot a group cooking show in the midst of a global pandemic. And so the show got, you know, shelved and basically we never started filming again. And who knows, maybe the show will come back someday, but probably not. And it was at that point where I kind of found myself in a position where I was like, well, what's my COVID pivot going to be? Because I knew a lot of people were having to pivot as a result of COVID, but especially with my job and the current state of my job, I wasn't going to be able to continue shooting this show. So I had to decide what to do. I kind of like swirled for a bit. I didn't know, like, should I go full-blown Instagram influencer and start working with lots of brands on Instagram and try this route? But that's never felt like a perfect fit for me, and it's never been terribly fulfilling for me. And so I have an agent that I've worked with for years, and so he had kind of put me up for some projects. And there was one project in particular that started to gain some traction. And it was all done over Zoom because, remember, the global pandemic. But it was a panel show. So when I say panel show, think multiple hosts, one themed show, different opinions and whatnot. And so because it was a panel show, I started doing these Zoom auditions where different people would show up on the screen every time. And it was a food themed show. And so you'd be given topics to discuss around food and cooking and dinner and restaurants. And there was kind of this black screen of these executives where you didn't know their names, you didn't know who they were, but they were watching these Zoom auditions and seeing what personalities fit with each other and who might make up their panel. Now, it's worth noting that the network who was piloting this show was a very big network. Three letters, a network that you've heard of many, many times, is probably on in your household very frequently. This would have been a life-changing show for me. And the idea was it was going to be a daytime panel show. And I just could not think of any more perfect job in the world. I was so excited. And as I was going throughout this audition process, which ended up being nearly 6 months, and I have auditioned for a lot of things, but I am telling you, this was long. This was a long audition process. And as we were going through the audition, every time someone would jump on that screen, I didn't know who it was going to be, but because it was a pretty big network, there were a lot of famous people that ended up on these auditions, which was so crazy. So I told you there was a member of NSYNC who was on a handful of these auditions. There was a very famous fashion designer who literally zoomed in from France, who's like a foodie and who's written a cookbook. And there was a member of Wilson Phillips, Carney Wilson, who ended up becoming a dear friend throughout the process. Carney and I got to know each other really well. And I just, like, I couldn't get over it. It was like this crazy experience. And I really, really had thought this was going to be my next thing. It also, you know, is worth mentioning that the two executive producers on this show were the two producers I'd worked with on Dinner Takes All. So I knew them really well, and while they had an influence on casting, they didn't have the ultimate say on who was cast in the end. But I just thought this was going to be it. And after 6 months, I kept being in the mix, and people would drop off, and we got to the end where they were scheduling the pilot, to shoot the pilot. And I had been given dates, and I just knew it. I had flown to New York City for an in-person test. They call it chemistry testing. I was certain I was getting the call to say, here's the contract that we would like to offer you. Here's your future, Kelsey. And you know what? It was not that call. It was the call to say, I'm so sorry, but we are going in a different direction. You are great. You are wonderful, but you are not right for the project. I was devastated. I can't remember ever being that professionally devastated. And I remember I'd had a flight scheduled that day to go. I was flying to see my sister. We were going to go to a concert, and I didn't know that. I thought we were going to be celebrating good news, but instead she was really just offering a shoulder to cry on because I was so devastated that I didn't get this project. And while I was on the airplane, I thought to myself, I have been in entertainment for 15 years now. And that's a long time. It's not forever, but it's long enough to know the game. And as exciting as working in television is, the worst part of working in television is that regardless of how well you do your job, you connect with viewers, the ratings you pull in, whatever it may be, at the end of the day, whether or not you are going to work depends on someone else's opinion of you. So an executive has to greenlight a project. They have to put you on a project. And there's only so much you can do. I cannot emphasize enough just how much luck is a part of working in entertainment. And boy, oh boy, did I feel it this time around. And so I thought, I am going to build something where I do not require anyone's official approval of me. No one is going to greenlight this project other than me. I have spent so much time worrying about whether or not I'm right for someone else's project. And really, I've kind of been in my head. It's felt a little self-indulgent. I am going to think about really, really helping those who support me solve their problem getting weeknight dinner on the table. Because that's what I care about. That's what I'm passionate about. And that is the phase of life I am in. That is the struggle I feel every single day. Even as an expert in the field, I know how hard it is. And I really want to help people. So on that airplane, it's probably a 2-hour flight, I opened up my notes. I didn't have internet. I opened up my notes and I started writing out Recipe Club. And I said, this is what it's going to be. This is what I think people need to make it easier to get dinner on the table. It's going to be 5 recipes every month. It's not going to be more, because the last thing we need is more decision fatigue. And oh, I want them to have a say in the recipes. Rather than me just guessing what they want, I'm going to ask them what they want so that I give them the recipes that they actually need. Oh, and we've got to make this super affordable, as cheap as $1 a recipe, because we want to get everyone in here and help as many people as we can get dinner on the table. And it just, like, the idea started coming. So by the time I landed, my sister picked me up and she was like, are you okay? Are you? And I was like, you know what? I just need you to listen to me right now. I got to talk to you about this Recipe Club thing. And I did a full download of Recipe Club for her. And that was the last October. And by November, we were launching Recipe Club. We'd had a whole platform built. And I have spent the last year really trying to perfect this product, try and make it better and better, to really help you guys get dinner on the table. And much of it is the same, but much of it is improved. We've added meal plans. We've added one-click shopping to your favorite grocers so that you can look at a Recipe Club recipe with one click, have all of those ingredients added to your grocery shopping cart at your favorite store. We've added MyFitnessPal integration so that you can get really complete nutritional information on all of the recipes. And we've got even more stuff coming in this next year. So it's been a wild ride. It's the first time in my career since graduated from college that I am not actively involved in being on a television show. And I'm still actively pitching, because I'll always be pitching television, because at the end of the day, I love it. I love the pageantry of television. It's what I'm best at. It's what I've spent my entire career doing. It's what I know how to do best. And instead, I fall into the category of accidental entrepreneur this year in building Recipe Club, because I can get excited about the recipes, but I still have to create a business here where it makes sense for me and it makes sense for my members. And it has been a wild ride. The biggest pro to come out of this year, other than really helping people, is that I have learned so much. And there's something to be said for being in a phase of adulthood where you are constantly learning. And I felt like I've gone back to college, truly. I have had to learn so many things, from website design to funnels to customer journeys to logo design. Like everything has been is so challenging. Like I have learned so much. And I actually want to encourage you that if there's something you are interested in adulthood, in learning, something you know nothing about, it's been so fulfilling. I'm so glad that I've had the opportunity to learn so much this year. And I hope that for everyone in adulthood, that they find themselves in a phase of learning. Hopefully for you, it's been a massive benefit and that you are benefiting from my learning as I build Recipe Club and hopefully build solutions and systems to help you get weeknight dinner on the table. At the end of the day, I view my job as a guide to help overwhelmed moms get quick and simple dinners on the table so that they can connect daily with their families. That is what I think about every day when I come into work. That is my mission behind all of the recipes that I create, all of the content that I create on Instagram, is to genuinely help you do this thing, this problem that you're going to have for at least 18 years if you're raising kids, because the problem's not going away. And I'm so convinced that the benefit of regularly breaking bread with those that you love is worth figuring out a system for. It's too important to not prioritize it. But I also empathize. I know how hard it is. I live with a 2-year-old, for crying out loud. I know how hard it is to get a 2-year-old to sit at the table. And she doesn't always sit at the table. But it's the ritual. It's the tradition. It's the idea that when my kids leave home, they will think back on being raised in under our roof and think, oh yeah, we had family dinner. And that was something that I feel fondly about when I think of my childhood. Anyways, there's the story of Recipe Club. I'm so excited to be entering year 2. Like I said, we have some very exciting things planned. Some products. We've got more digital products for you. We've got guests who are going to be coming into Recipe Club. It's growing at such an exciting rate. And I'm so grateful to all of you who have joined, become members, and really helped contribute to its success. Before we leave, let's take a final moment and celebrate a real life recipe success of the week. I'm talking someone who's made one of my recipes and has solved a problem for them. It's Melissa, who wrote this in a recent Recipe Club review for the creamy Italian white bean and sausage soup. Hey, that's on my meal plan this week. She says, "This was super yummy. We are going to make it again and add potatoes this time. My daughter tried it today at college, also with coconut milk. It totally worked, and I'm so excited to have her cooking alongside it with me. Thanks again for another great recipe." Thank you so much for leaving this review. I love these sweet messages. It makes my day and motivates me to keep going, creating all of these recipes. All right, thanks so much for being here, and until next time, I'm Kelsey. I'll see you next week.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at gainbridge.io. Visit gainbridge.io/parityflex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
again?
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.